Must be nice to be heading home for this little work for
Yeah, I'm excited. Obviously, talking quite a bit to my family and friends, and talked to my mom, and she got quite a bit of tickets for both games in Ontario. It's the first time playing back home in California pro hockey in front of my friends, and obviously my family's gonna be out there. My grandma, a little too cold for my grandma, I think, to come up to Winnipeg to watch games. So I think she's excited to be able to go in person and watch for sure.
So how many tickets do you guys have to the games?
I talked to my mom last night on FaceTime. I think it's something ridiculous. I think she invited everyone that she knows, probably around 50 at least. So it'll definitely be a fun, exciting time for my family. And hopefully, I thought we played a really good game last night as well. So make it that much more enjoyable if we keep playing the way we're playing.
So you'll have your own cheering section, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, the Moose, I think we'll probably have more fans than the rain with all my family and friends there. So they're definitely going to be cheering pretty loud for the Moose.
Where's home? That it's Ontario's closer for you?
I live in La Mirada, California. So it's right in between Los Angeles and Anaheim. So it should be about only 30 minutes to Ontario, and I think 2 hours Bakersfield, and then Stockton's a little bit further up north. But my parents are going to follow us through the whole road trip, so it'll be pretty cool.
Like you said, your 2 goals last night, you must really like your game going into this road trip for yourself.
Yeah, I think so. I think, obviously, it's not fun getting scored on, and I never really had to deal with that. Playing in Portland, I was never really a minus player. I was always kind of like a little bit ridiculous, like plus 20 or plus 30 or something is strictly offense. But I think that's the biggest thing that I learned coming into this league, first year pro, is there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and it's just managing yourself mentally and physically, I guess, just staying even keel, not getting too high or not getting too low. And obviously there's going to be some games where the puck just goes in for you, and obviously those are the fun ones. And the ones that I think that you learn the most from are the past games or the losses, I think, where you kind of get stuck out there. And if you want to be an NHL player and a good two-way player, you have to learn from those and make the most of it.
How does a California kid, where you're surrounded by beaches and all that stuff, get into hockey?
Yeah, I actually started off playing roller hockey. I think most guys coming from California start off playing roller hockey. Just more laid back, kind of fun. Obviously, no offsides or anything. And get to play pretty much the entire game. There's only 6 guys. And I actually won NARCH growing up. I was kind of nationals for roller hockey. I think I was probably 10 years old. And so that's how I got started, just playing roller hockey. And then I actually started off playing ice hockey goalie. I started playing goalie. And my favorite player was Joe Sakic. So I had a Joe Sakic jersey playing in net. And my dad kind of just thought that was a little weird looking, and maybe I should try forward. And I actually got to go to Avalanche game and went down. And when they played against the Kings, went down the locker room and kind of got to see all the guys. And that's kind of when I knew that was the sport for me.
What is a sport like in your home state? Is it like booming? Is it, especially when you're growing up?
Yeah, I think it's definitely growing. And it was nice for me when I was growing up. Obviously, the Ducks winning the cup there. And I was fortunate enough, obviously, I had to get my homework done. So I would rush home after school and pound out my homework and obviously go to practice. And then go straight to the Ducks game or go to the Kings game. And we had season tickets there for a while to the Ducks game. So anytime you get to watch a sport that you love so much live in person, it's pretty lucky. And you get to learn from the game that much more.
So obviously those 3 teams, including the Sharks, they've helped to make that sport popular in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and obviously, it's a nice place to live, and even for youth hockey, I think a lot of former NHLers go back there to retire and obviously help out. Now with the Kings have a really good youth program, and obviously the Ducks too. I grew up playing for, started the Junior Kings and then moved to LA Hockey Club, LA Selects, and I think the Ducks took that over now, so it's pretty much just the Ducks and the Kings, and obviously they have a really good youth program, and I think that helps a lot. Obviously being in California, it's a nice place to live, and it'll definitely be exciting to be able to play there for myself there, obviously. I guess 18 days, so it'll be pretty nice.
Of course, with the game, you've probably made a lot of friends, including one of your teammates right now. Explain that kind of unique friendship that you and Eric have.
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, Eric and then Nick Batan's another one. We're really close, I think, anytime. First off, with Eric, I guess we'll start. And since 2005, he moved there, and young kids. I was always at the rink, pretty much lived at the rink. I was a bit of a rink rat. Kind of feel bad for my dad looking back at it now. He had to sit at the rink all day and freeze his bum off. But I saw Eric walk in, and I was shooting on an empty net. And when I was little, I could ask my dad. I hated shooting on an empty net with no goalie. Even if there was just a tire in the net, I would wouldn't even want to skate. I liked shooting on a goal. I liked having that challenge. And I saw Eric one day walk in, and I asked him to come out there and skate because I didn't want to shoot an open net. And ever since then, we pretty much run the ice together every day. And as soon as I got drafted, it was obviously pretty special. I think that was the first text that I got was from him congratulating me and welcoming me. And anytime you go to a new place, obviously a new country for me, I've never played in lived in Canada, so it was made a lot easier transition for me. And we're actually living together now, and I don't know if you've probably talked to him quite a bit, but he's a bit of a freak as far as the way he holds himself, which is a good thing. But living with him, it's like living with my dad pretty much all over again. He's on me about my dishes, picking up my laundry, all that sort of stuff. So it's a little bit of fun, obviously, off the ice as well as on the ice. And then Nick, we started together in Portland when we were 15 years old, and obviously coming into the league, jumping from, I guess, minor hockey to juniors is a pretty big jump, and it was nice to kind of have each other. And it was actually fun. We played in a summer team together a few summers before that. We were line mates in Vancouver, and both got drafted to Portland, and that kind of worked out too for us there. And then just became best friends. And I think once you go to, you lose games, and obviously championship games, you win championships. And anytime you kind of have that chance to battle and compete and create a bond with each other, it's obviously something that lasts a lifetime.
When did the pact between you and Eric, when was that signed?
I think it was 2011 or 2010. It was kind of goofy now, looking back, a little cheesy, but the boys were kind of giving it to us a little bit when they saw that. But I think we were just bored one day at his house, and growing up, even the World Juniors thing, we'd have an orange cone, and we'd play like three puck, first one to score three goals or stop three pucks wins the World Juniors. And he was obviously Canada, and I was USA, and he might say it a little differently, but I think I beat him most of the time, but he might disagree with that. And I think any time you grow up as kids and you have that dream, obviously, is playing together or playing against each other and reaching your goal, obviously playing in the National Hockey League and winning a Stanley Cup. I think anytime you get to work at that and share the dream together, it makes it that much more special.
So how special is it? Because you guys were as kids, it's something maybe more of a fun thing, maybe yeah. One day sort of deal. But you guys are actually living that dream that you wanted
right.
5-6 years ago.
Yeah, it's huge. And like I said, I think it helps a lot. Obviously, didn't really know what to expect coming in my first year pro. It's not where juniors were. It's nice to get 3 or 4 points every night and just have no worries, I guess. And it's a job, I think. There's obviously men playing for their families, have to support their families, obviously with kids and wives, and they're coming to work every day competing for that job. And you got to remember that. I think that's the thing that helps me, keeps me going and never lets me stop and never get comfortable. Obviously, there's always someone working for their job. And obviously, as bad as it sounds, but you want to take their spot and you want to prove yourself and you want to do everything you can to get to the next level. And I've sacrificed a lot growing up. My parents sacrificed a lot. And keep that in the back of my mind, and obviously I want to do everything I can to repay them and do it for myself as well.
How much has the coaching staff here helped you progress as a player?
Yeah, it's huge. I think obviously Keith is a really good coach. He's coached, he played and coached the pro game for a long time now, and he's helped a lot of players progress to where we want to get to, obviously playing for the Jets. And anytime you can take advice from those guys that have been around the game for so long and knows what it takes to get to the next level, you just got to be a sponge, especially as a first-year guy. Even the older guys like Jay Harrison and Cormier and all those guys that know what it takes to get there, you just got to listen and you got to watch from them and learn from them. And any input they give you is obviously huge, and it's whatever it takes to get to the next level.
So what aspect of your game do you think has improved the most since you first got to Winnipeg?
Yeah, I think on ice, I think my defensive side of the game, obviously as bad as it sounds, I thought that was the thing I needed to work on, and gotten plenty of experience this year, I guess, so far, playing in the defensive zone. I don't know if that's such a good thing or not, but yeah, I think just being the complete two-way player, I think my skill and goal-scoring ability will always be there, and my compete level, it's just the defensive side, and I think that just comes with experience, and every game I feel more comfortable. And obviously, it's a lot more fun when we're winning games. So, felt really good to get that last win at home before we hit the road here back to California. And I think just keep progressing every single game and getting better.
Last question for you is, you're going back to California. How many of your friends have actually watched you play here? And if they haven't been able to, what does it mean for you to be able to play a pro game in front of them?
Yeah, it's huge. I think my grandma's probably my biggest fan. She tunes in every single Moose game. big fan of Mitch Peacock, Charlotte Mitch Peacock back there. But yeah, she watches every single game, and no matter how late or how early it is, she'll stay home from work. And that's pretty special, I guess. She's a big fan of any team that I'm on, so it means a lot. It's what she looks forward to throughout her day. And she gets so excited, obviously, if I score or if the team wins, it's all she cares about. And obviously, my parents have sacrificed a lot for me. Growing up in California, it wasn't easy. Obviously, pretty expensive having to travel to go places to play competitive hockey. So, my friends, they watch Mitch and listen to Mitch too online, and watch almost every game. So, it's pretty special to have that close support. Obviously, coming from California, it's nice to have that kind of background with those guys. And growing up, my family never played hockey. Obviously, coming from California, we have a family business, and that was their main focus. And never played any sports or anything like that. So it's kind of nice that they're just behind me 100% and support me. And if I'm having a bad day or a bad game, they just they know just to help me stay positive. And it's been the biggest thing this year. I think it's more of a mental battle, obviously. Never really had to experience losing before playing in Portland. Pretty much go to the championships every year. So I think it's in the end, I think it'll benefit me for sure. Obviously, you gotta lose some games to become a champion. And I think that so far I've handled it pretty well, and I think our team's handled it pretty well, and hopefully stay strong going forward here.